It is the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. That means open line, whatever you'd like to talk about at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. But today we are on remote at Harper's Nursery, and you can stop by just like it's Bill, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me on. I have a question. We live in South Tempe, and I just heard your remote. I figured, well, I got to come by and see what's all going on. And there's a lot going on, pretty hyped up on everything that I see going on out here. But the question I have is, about 4 years ago, I planted a Texas red oak in my front yard. And it's for my wife. She's from back east Illinois, and she likes to see the colors. And the tree did great for about the first 2 years. It would double in size and everything like that. And then the last 2 years, it's just kind of has it. It's always looking like it's changing the color now. It's light green. It has black around the edges of the leaves. It didn't grow out as much. I fertilized it. I've done everything. That's my question.
Salt. Danny, we spent a little time with the biofeed, and he talked about alkalinity, salt, drainage. That particular tree and most trees that do well in the Midwest and those places, it isn't a lot of times that they won't handle our heat that they don't do well here. It's the drainage and the alkaline conditions that does them in. And that's what's happening to your oak tree. That edge burn, that black edge, and the lightening or the chlorosis in the foliage is just the fact that the alkalinity, the salts are tying up the nutrients. The drainage, it's not draining well, so it's accumulating salts. You know, it's more complicated chemistry-wise than that, but basically you can do one of two things. You can either try and improve the drainage, buffer the pH by using gypsum, sulfur, anything that will open up the soils, using fertilizers that are designed to help open the soils and improve drainage and percolation, like the biofeed system, but along with that, probably gypsum, alkalichi, sulfurs. Those are going to be your best bets. Also, watering longer, deeper, slower, trying to drive those salts, get the water down deep, 2 or 3 feet deep into the soil, so that we're leaching the salts through the soil. Those are going to be your best bets, but other than picking a tree that does better here. And if she wants, and if that's a decision you decide to go, we talked about this tree earlier in the show, the Red Push Chinese Pistache. Beautiful red color in the fall and winter. Deciduous tree, loses its leaves, just like the red oak, but very heat tolerant, very alkaline soil tolerant tree for here. So if you want to try and, you know, nurse the tree along and get it back, you're just, you know, it's going to, and you can never stop doing that. It's a tree that just won't tolerate salty conditions very well. So just, you're going to have to add gypsums or sulfurs kind of all the time.
I appreciate the answer.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming by. Good to see you. I acted like I didn't know who you were, but if you've ever listened to Rosie on the House, longtime listeners have heard the commercials and went back with Mark Salem. But Billy Vuhar, good to see you, man. Been a
Appreciate
long time.
It. Yes, yes. You're too close to my neck of the woods. I had to come by.
Good to see you,
Perfect.
Partner. Welcome to the Rosie on the House program. It's just another way you can participate today, online or in person, by coming by. We're going to have a little bit more with Nathan Angel after the news break, talking just some of the hardscape elements. We also have, we got to talk about the Arizona staycation. We've got an incredible letter here from our last winner, so you can only find that at Rosie on the House, and you go to rosieonthehouse.com. Right there on the home page, you will see the Arizona flag. It says Travel Arizona. Click to register. There's no limit to how many times you can register, how often you register. We pick a winner monthly and send them on a trip. We'll talk about what our last winner did and who our next winner is and what they have planned. And as well, take your questions. The 10 o'clock hour, we always have a designated topic as it relates to home improvement. We are going to be talking about snowbirds. I was doing a little research on that. The number of snowbirds that Arizona gets is, I mean, I knew it was a big industry. Every restaurant loves that time of year. You've got more people and they eat out more, but the numbers is actually very staggering. So we'll talk about what that's going to do as it relates to home ownership right here in the great state of Arizona, as well as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, a 26-year Arizona Saturday morning tradition.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.